Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
President Trump is blasting former White House advisor Omarosa Manigault Newman after she released an audio tape of their phone conversation after she had been fired by White House Chief of Staff John Kelly. NBC News aired the audio.
No, I nobody even told me about it. Nobody. Wow. You know, they run a big operation, but I didn't know it. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Washington Post national correspondent Philip Bump joins us. Philip, Mr. Trump sounded upset on that tape, but today he called her wacky Omarosa and tweeted how bad of an employee she was. What gives here?
Well, I mean, certainly not unusual for an employer to try and feign frustration with someone who they'd had a long-standing relationship with once that person gets fired. I mean, this is not terribly uncommon. What happened that was different in this case, obviously, is that this is a national high-profile incident in which there was a recording of Trump that put him at odds with what Manigault Newman had been told by Chief of Staff John Kelly. And, you know, we're also talking about President Trump, who is a person who does not take kindly to people burning him or stabbing him in the back, which I'm sure is how he sees this. And so he took to Twitter and disparaged Manigault Newman over a course of four or five tweets.
To this day, do we know exactly what Omarosa did at the White House?
Well, she had a job working in communications, and part of her job was apparently to reach out to particularly the African-American community and do communications work. But there is a lot of reporting that suggests she didn't actually do a whole lot to the point that President Trump made in his tweet, and that she she did things like bring her bridal party to the White House on a work day for a photo shoot for her wedding. Things like this that are outside the boundaries of what one would normally do in that position. But most reports from inside the White House are that she didn't do a whole lot.
In your column today, you express concerns about a White House where the ideal employee constantly praises the president. Tell us about that.
So the most fascinating thing, I think, that President Trump revealed in his tweets today was that he said, over the course of two tweets, he expressed all of the ways in which he had been frustrated by Manigault Newman, that she was seen negatively by other people, that she missed meetings, that she didn't show up to work. All is that, you know, he essentially implied that she didn't deserve to be hired in the first place. But then he said that even though John Kelly, the chief of staff, had wanted to fire her when he first started, Trump didn't want to have Manigault Newman fired because she constantly praised him. She said good things about him. And this is a fascinating and, I think, a little unnerving way for a president to approach the job, that someone could be very bad at their job, seen as bad at their job by all sorts of independent people, but stay in that position because they said nice things about the president.
By the way, Omarosa's book comes out tomorrow. Can we expect any more bombshells in that?
It certainly depends on your definition of bombshell. The standard's pretty high these days. But she seems to be doing a good job of rolling it out to boost sales. So we'll see what develops tomorrow morning.
Philip Bump at the Washington Post. Phil, thanks for joining us.
You bet.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.